All right, welcome back to the Auto Show. Chris Renwick in for Paul W. Smith this afternoon on Focus. It's good to have you here at the Ford display, and it's going to be a wonderful auto show. So when you get the opportunity to stroll in here on the 17th, I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was here yesterday. He was in town, spoke at Soundboard to the Detroit Economic Club. He also toured the Rouge plant where they make the F-150, and Jim Runstedt joins us. Doubles as a state senator and the chair of the Michigan GOP. It's good to have you, Senator.
Always good to talk to you, Chris. Glad to be on.
So let's talk about Donald Trump's appearance yesterday. The president was in town. What did you make of his message to not only the Econ Club, but to voters here in the state?
I think he did a good job of outlining a lot of the misinformation out there. They're acting like the economy is not doing well. And he outlined all of these different increases and different categories from factory workers, construction workers, how much they have had in increase in their pay under Biden. I think it was a $3,000 loss in pay. And under him, it's somewhere between $1,000 to $4,000, depending on the category, in increase in pay since he took over. So pay has been going up. Inflation has been stabilized. Under Biden, it was 9%, a historic high in inflation. So the prices were set high, and now they've got inflation low, and the incomes are increasing. But that's just not getting out there among the media. I think one of the things they could look at is gas. I filled up yesterday at Costco was $2.44. I remember it was $5 a gallon under Biden. And so I think his messaging is good in terms of he's doing a lot of things to bring down inflation, bring down costs, make things affordable. He presented capping credit card interest rates at 10% and talked about they're sometimes over 30%, and it's usurious. But he said for the next year he would like to see that capped. Whether that can get through the Congress, I have no idea, but certainly those that are dealing with a lot of credit card debt would be helpful. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what he's talking about is going to be amplified this year because we're on a sprint to November for the midterms. You know, he talked about tariffs a lot. He's talked about how it's his favorite word, but he's backed off some of the automotive tariffs as well. He's been working with the big three. He's been working with a lot of companies to try to not only bring manufacturing back to the United States, but exporting vehicles to countries where traditionally they have not been able to sell. So he is opening up new markets, but there does still feel like a time of transition to a certain degree.
Oh, it's going to be. I always when I get interviewed and they talk about the economy and I explain how the media presents it as a canoe. You put the new person in the canoe and they paddle one way or the other and it switches. No, it's like a battleship. Moving the economy, where it takes 20 miles to turn the battleship, that's what you're talking about, the economy. It's incremental changes. It's not going to change instantaneously. He never said day one, all these things are going to happen. He said he's going to work on them day one and start making these changes. And he is making these changes. So it's going to take some time. You're absolutely correct on the tariffs. He'll say, I'm doing these kind of tariffs. He sees what the results are. He gets a lot of information. He pulls back parts of it. But we want to onshore as many jobs into America, particularly into Michigan, as we possibly can. For decades, the Congress and the presidents have happily offshored hundreds of thousands of jobs here from Michigan and across the country. That needs to be reversed. We need to bring manufacturing back here. And that does require tariffs. And there are many situations in talking with the automotive industry that they said it's not just that they put an extra tax on. They'll say if you don't have the right color light, they'll make it illegal. So you got to change all the lights and stuff like this so that are unaffordable. And they do that to make your cars illegal in their country. So there's a lot of this anti-free market stuff that's going on with these other countries. And we simply have to equalize the playing field in order to make our vehicles marketable.
What did you make of this interaction he had with a Ford employee yesterday when he was on the tour of the Rouge plant where they make the F-150? I think he was called a pedophile protector in connection to the Epstein case. And then Donald Trump said a couple things, made a couple of gestures, and then walked away. What did you make of that?
You know, I know what it's like to be called names. I've been called, you name it. There's not one thing I have not been called in politics.
You? No.
Oh my God. And I've been in office for 20 years. I've been through some of the nastiest campaigns. One of them was the nastiest I've ever heard of. Oh, I don't think there's anything I haven't been called. Maybe, I don't think I was called a pedophile, but other than that, everything under the sun. And yes, it's very frustrating, but I really believe, and I learned this long ago, Winston Churchill said, if you turn and address every barking dog down the road, you'll never get down the road. And so I just let those things go to the best of my ability. But sometimes, I mean, being called a pedophile is so despicable. I can understand his emotional reaction, but you got to let those things go. No matter what it is, you just move on.
Is there a concern on some of the poll numbers that you've seen? Glenn Gariff just put out a poll commissioned by the Detroit News. You know, there are still some people that feel a little skittish about where the economy is right now. Why do you think Michigan voters feel that way, or do you not put a lot of stock into what those polls are saying?
No, I do put some stock into it, because the inflation has increased the prices so much more than incomes under Biden, and people are still living with that. And so you incrementally, these, as I outlined it, and as the president outlined, what kind of increases in pay there has been. But because of these massive, you know, 9% inflation, the overall costs have went up. And so they got to match. We got to keep the inflation low and keep the growth in the economy and keep those wages going up. And that all takes time. I think it will get there in this year. I think we're going to see a lot more advancing. But my biggest concern of all is Republican turnout. And you look at the previous elections, the last several months, where we didn't do well, it was 100%. When you parse the numbers, 100%, the Republicans didn't turn out. The Democrats did. The Republicans didn't.
Well, then how do you motivate voters in the state then? What is the Michigan GOP going to do?
I'm going to let them know what this means. I mean, could you imagine if a Kamala Harris, this is me talking to them, had won? I mean, we would have completely open borders. It wouldn't be, they were lying about it being 10 million at the border. The state, local, and federal officers told me it was 40 million people that went through, 40 million people coming through unvetted, unchecked, criminals. How does that help the country? It beats down working class wages, because it's not, you know, your PhD rocket scientists and politicians who are competing with the illegal labor. It's working class people getting their wages down. Who supports this? The Democrats do. All of this woke stuff, the boys going in the girls' shower. Nobody, it's 80% of the people don't support this stuff. The boys taking all of the girls' records and scholarships and breaking bones in sports. Nobody's, only the hardcore Dems support this stuff. But this is what we'll get if we do not activate in this election and start getting out and making a difference. We're going to have all this woke crap, open border, flooding the nation, destroying wages. It'll be a catastrophe. So that's going to be my message to the Republicans.
Senator, Mr. Chairman, I feel like we could talk for an hour. But unfortunately, we got to go. I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for your time, as always. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Chris. Thanks.
Yep, you got it. That is Senator Jim Runstead, chair of the Michigan GOP. We'll take a break live here from the Detroit Auto Show at the beautiful Ford Stand. You're going to want to see it. Believe me, when this opens in a few days, you're going to absolutely love it. Chris Renwick in for Paul W. Smith here on Focus this Wednesday afternoon.